14 people survived Saturday's shooting. 8 remain hospitalized. We're going to take a few moments now to remember the 6 who lost their lives. The men, women, and one child ranged in age from 9 to 79.
The youngest, Christina Taylor Green, was born on September 11, 2001. She was a third grader and had recently been elected to her school's student council. She was a girl of many passions: animals, dance, baseball. Her grandfather was in the major leagues. She told her parents that when she grew up, she wanted a career that would let her help others less fortunate.
Gabe Zimmerman was Gabrielle Gifford's director of community outreach. He was the organizer of Saturday's Congress on Your Corner event, and many past ones, too. He would stand beside Giffords and take down names, numbers, and concerns. His colleagues say he had a real way with people. He was 30 years old and engaged to be married.
Gentle, fair, and thoughtful is how colleagues described Judge John Roll. Roll was Arizona's chief federal judge. He was appointed by President George H.W. Bush. He attended Catholic Mass daily, and it was after Mass on Saturday that he stopped by to say hi to his friend Gabrielle Giffords. He was 63.
76-year-old Dorothy Murray and her husband George were high school sweethearts. She became a secretary and a homemaker, and he an airline pilot. They'd been married for more than 50 years, and friends say they still acted like newlyweds. They would do everything together, and they were together on Saturday when the shooting began. She died at the scene. He was shot in the shoulder, but survived.
Phyllis Schneck was a mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Her daughter told the Washington Post she did all that June Cleaver stuff. She sewed, she cooked, she loved crafts. She was a Jersey girl most of her life, but a decade ago she started spending winters in Tucson. Friends in New Jersey say she'd send letters home just to say hello and chew the fat. She was 79 years old.
On Saturday, Dorwin Stoddard had reportedly gone to Gabby Gifford's event to tell her that she was doing a good job. At 76, Stoddard was a retired construction worker and a leader in his church. Witnesses say he died while shielding his wife. She's being treated for a leg wound, but she's expected to recover.